This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome America. That's right. This is the Event America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We talk to inventors from around the globe. We talk about the process where me and my co-hosts, we actually go out there and we travel the roads and look for the products of the future. The great ideas and how you take a product from an idea to the drawing paper to the patent process, legal process. Nobody ever thinks about the marketing process, and that's what we're going to talk about today also. But I'd like to welcome to the show right now my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself, fresh off the National Hardware Show. We are kind of getting back and getting our legs beneath us again. Rita, welcome to the show. Rita.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's always a pleasure. And you're exactly right. We always learn things at the show. And so our topic today is about what we refer to as barriers to entry. But kind of in layman's term, what it means is the issue that a particular industry has for allowing a new product to hit the shelves.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to talk about, because you might have that next great idea, but it's the process of really trying to get it licensed and get it to the market that you might have some other snags that you might not know about, you know?
Exactly. I mean, next week we're going to talk about how you do your own market research, because that was another thing that we talked about at the show quite a bit. But today it's really about those challenges for a particular industry. Let me give you an example. For a pet product, all of the shelf space in those big pet areas, the PetSmarts, the Pet.com, it is owned by maybe four or five companies in the country. And so if you don't get their attention, those stores are not going to put your product on the shelf space. So what do you do? It's not that you don't do your product. It's how do you get around that? Years ago, we had a product, and he's like, all right, who would use this product? And so when we started talking about it, holy cow, they went to the doggy daycare centers. It was picked up by the whole national chain of doggy daycares. And so they were selling it on Amazon and the doggy daycares. So knowing the challenge helps you get around the challenge.
That's really a good point. So tell us a little bit about the show we got planned today.
All right. So our first guest today is Tim Hewlett, and he's going to talk about what he learned at the show. And then our expert, Michael Miller, he was the one at the show that said, all right, Tim, this is a cool product. Everybody loves it. But let's talk about this issue that you've got. And then our second guest is going to be Jasmine. And her name is Jasmine Sturr. She invented her own home health care product that would deal with her issue. But she's got a completely different barrier to entry. And so Every industry is going to have some kind of barrier to entry. And our job is to help those inventors out there understand what they might be.
And so you have a multi-purpose show today, right? You have and then you got Michael Miller coming on later on in the show also, right?
Michael? Right, because he was on the other side of things, where I help inventors get through the process. Michael was the one that, you know, Danko owned all the shelf space at Home Depot. If you couldn't get Danko's attention, you weren't going to get into Home Depot. So he's got a very personal, you know, experience with this barrier to entry topic. And like I said, he was the one that pointed out the one that Tim has to deal with for a Luma ladder. So he's our expert in multiple ways today, kind of our go-to guy to help inventors understand, you know, that there are issues out there and how best to deal with them.
So we have Tim Hewlett, who he was on the show before, the ladder inventor, and then Jasmine Sturr, we're going to talk about home health care, I think, right? And Michael Miller.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. We're going to start broadening out besides just what we would see at home, you know, the National Hardware Show, now that it's over, that there's a lot of other industries that our regular inventors invent for. So we want to start, you know, giving them their due.
And, tell us a little bit about your website again, you know, how people can really get on the show.
Okay, perfect. So go to Inventor Lady and click on that button that is right under the Inventor Lady logo that says, would you like to be on the show? And then fill it in. It shoots right back to me. And that way then we can start kind of putting these different people that have asked to be on the show in the right category. So what we do is we set a topic for the day, and then I go out and look for those inventors that would be able to talk about that issue. And so we've got, you know, some coordination to it. I can line up the right expert for that inventor. But it's real easy, and then we send out, you can see what your local channel is. We've got all kinds of links on the website so that you can get the answers you want. And if you can't find it, just send me an email, and one of the team will get back to you and answer the questions.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know we had a great time at the National Hardware Show, and we, I think what, you had 25 inventors there? So how, I know you're setting up for next year, right? And we're going to talk about that probably in upcoming weeks. Get your space up in the future, you know, so.
Absolutely, because we're going to be organizing our space differently, just to get the better traffic going through it. We were in an ideal location last year. We want the people to be able to walk through easily, so there'll be different aisles within our own booth, which will be kind of exciting. And you're exactly right. I've had a lot of people who were just walking the show last year that have asked to go with us. So we'll start getting that news out there, and a lot of the inventors who were in our booth want to go with us again. It's always exciting when, you know, we get off one and we're ready to start going on the next one. So we've laid out, you know, kind of our floor plan for our booth, getting all of that signed up, signed the contract already. So we will be there. We will be in West Hall next year instead of North Hall, South Hall that we were in this year. So we'll be back in the new building. It was a wonderful building. We were there twice before. And you know that because you were broadcasting. Okay, I've got a classic question for you. Are you going to be broadcasting from our booth next year?
Of course.
Oh, well, all right then.
You got to get that advertised. Hey, I'm going to even be staying at your mansion. So what are we talking
there
about?
There you go. There you go.
I would say your rented mansion.
Yes, it is a rented house. So yes, we would love to have you. We might get you to do a little Elvis for us.
There you go, baby. All right, baby.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a short break. That's right. We're going to have an upcoming guest and topic. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We're going to come back with our first guest, our first topic right here. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. You can also go to the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And finally, if you can't catch us there, you can always go to the Inventor Lady website herself, InventorLady.com. So right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, we're going to be right back. Yay! With our first guest.
digital Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, this is the Invent America show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest is Tim Hewlett, and he is the inventor of Alumi-Ladder. And we featured Alumi-Ladder at the hardware show a couple of weeks ago. And actually, Tim was invited up on stage to demo the Alumi-Ladder twice, I think, right, Tim?
Yeah, my partner did. He did, yeah.
Yeah, Donnie went up on stage. And so, you know, great feedback on Alumi-Ladder. Everybody loved it. And the one thing that that we learned is what we refer to as the barrier to entry. So, Tim, first of all, thank you so much for being with us today. I get kind of excited and jump ahead of things a little bit. But thank you for being with us. And tell everybody what is Alumi-Ladder so that they can visualize it in their head.
It's strip lights that are on a step ladder, and it came out of the need. I have a construction company that we were always dealing with temporary lights in bigger jobs. We were doing schools, and we just couldn't see. So I was going to buy one. I thought I'd find one with a ladder with lights on it. Well, that's just make a short story out of it. It wasn't there. So I decided that I'd find a partner, and the guy that dealt in electronics, and that's what we did, and we brought it up and have several prototypes. We've been working at it a long time.
But, yeah, and so one of the things, you kind of had started to have an inkling that there was an issue, but at the show, Michael Miller came and really explained then what we refer to as the barrier of entry. And so explain to everybody a little bit, if you can, of what you learned that keeps you from selling this as an accessory to stores and what you need to do about it.
Actually, we had a letter of intent with a company about 4 years ago, one of the bigger companies, I won't mention who it is, but they were a go with it, and it was actually a ladder company, and then they changed CEOs and certain things happened, and for whatever reasons. But I noticed, I was doing research about them, and I noticed about the litigation on people suing ladder companies, and it was constant. I mean, they were always dealing with some lawsuit, and I kind of got an inkling we were going to maybe run into a problem with that, but we just kept pushing forward, and actually we're still dealing with some insurance companies as we speak, trying to figure out a way to get this thing on the market without, you know, it being a litigation problem. But I guess you become a liability if you get anybody off the ground, and every step stool, ladder, you know, people are going to climb up it. That's the purpose.
Right.
That's where I saw it. And then a man that Rita had with her in the booth, he explained it some more because some of his colleagues had told him and said that it's a big liability. So
yeah, so you can't sell it as an accessory unless you have, what was it, some ridiculous amount of 50, product liability insurance?
$50 million. $50 million policy.
Yeah, before a store like an Ace Hardware would put you in the store as an add-on, you would have to prove to them that you had a $50 million product liability insurance.
Yeah, and personally, we would have to, if we sold it on the Internet, would probably, I mean, we're sticking ourselves out there, so we're going to have to, either way,
right.
We've got to figure out how to get this insured. So
the option then is to license it to a ladder company so that it falls under their policy.
Yeah, it's easier. It's easier for them. That's why we were with a ladder company early on. And that was in our patent pending, too. And we have patents in Europe because that's what they wanted. We got a patent in Europe and Canada, and it's still pending in Mexico. But, you know, they're slow roll everything, but... The deal is we would have never got any foreign patents on it if we were, you know, weren't going to go there and weren't going to be with them. But they were, they're all through Europe, the company that I'm talking about. But it's a hurdle. It seriously is.
Yeah, and it's like what we're learning is that every industry has got its own hurdles, like you would say. That's a very good word for it. So there's always some kind of issue that's going to be out there. And the sooner you realize what that issue is, the better you can deal with it. And I would imagine for some inventors, it's a no-go when you realize what it is. And other inventors, if you do it, you know, figure it out, it gives you a better angle on the way to go after it.
Oh, yeah, it speeds up, just like the guy that you had talking to. It confirmed us, you know, and it gave us the new track to go on when we got back. And if you want to get your product shown, you go there with Rita because those people are there. It was amazing. I was amazed at the buyers and the people that I was in a show at Louisville, Kentucky, 3 or 4 years ago. And it was a good show, but it wasn't nothing compared to that show that you were with, Rita.
Oh, thank you. We enjoyed having you and your team along with us. It was a very good show. It was nice to see the number of exhibitors and the number of attendees again starting to build to where it was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it was an exciting and a lot of work, but anything you do is so.
That's exactly right. So when we look then about going out and identifying, you know, the ladder companies for you and being able to help you get this teed up then for licensing, I mean, your product was wonderful. That's why you kept getting invited to be on stage and show off, really, in front of the audience. So we know there's a need for it. We know that people really liked it. You've had really good feedback. Now we just have to deal with that issue of getting a license so that it falls under than somebody else's product liability.
Well, Tim, we have to run. Tim, we have to run. We're up against the clock. Tim has a website, right? The Illumaladder at Gmail. That's his email.
Illumaladder.com. Illumaladder.com. But if you go to my website, he's one of the products featured on my website, so he's easy to reach.
All right. What's that website again now?
InventorLady.com or Illumaladder.com. Either one.
Tim, thank you for being our guest, my friend. Good luck to you.
Okay, no problem. Thank you guys.
Keep us posted how you're making out with that licensing agreement. All right.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back off a break, we're going to have another guest, another topic, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. You're listening to the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA. On behalf of my co-host, the Inventor Lady, I'll be right back. Yay!
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
USA News Update. Former President Jimmy Carter's health is failing.
After a series of short hospital stays, the former president has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. A statement from his foundation went on to say that Carter will receive hospice care instead of any additional medical intervention. The Carter family is asking for privacy at this time.
Vice President Harris is accusing Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine. In a speech at the Munich Security Conference, Harris said the U.S. has examined the evidence and put the Kremlin on notice.
To all those who have perpetrated these crimes, and to their superiors who are complicit you will be held to account.
Steven Spielberg's autobiographical film, The Fablemans, is a favorite at the 75th Annual Directors Guild of America Awards tonight. Dave Collins, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
That's right. Don't forget, I am the originator and not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even coal. Welcome to the edition of the Invent America Show, along with my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Rita, we're going to be talking a little home health care, huh?
We are. You know, over the years, I've dealt with a lot of different home health care products. And so I figured now after the show, it's time to kind of branch out a little bit and give those inventors a chance to be on Invent America as well, because a lot of people have issues. And our next guest is Jasmine Sturr. Jasmine, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be here.
And Jasmine, she's got a home health care issue. She has a stoma and suffered for years dealing with that chemical reaction of that against her skin. And after years of research and due diligence, came up with a way of dealing with it that basically alleviated the problem. Jasmine, tell us a little bit about what your product actually does for people.
Yeah, so I have a feeding tube stoma called a jejunostomy. It's a surgical opening that goes directly into my small intestine, so it can bypass my stomach, and that's how I take medication and how I also get some food. But while the stoma is airtight on the outside, like, it won't let anything in unless I put it like, through the tube, like the actual stoma is sealed, so water can't get in there or anything. But it leaks out intestinal fluid, bile, which is caustic to the skin. It breaks down the skin. And, you know, I got this in 2016, years and years. The leakage just constantly was burning my skin. There are some products out there on the market that are for, colonoscopy bags, but they didn't work right for my issue. And, they also caused a lot of irritation and they would, like, stick to my skin. So what I did was, I'm a chemist by training. I have a bachelor's of science in chemistry. And, what I did was, spent about 6 months digging through the chemistry, trying to figure out something that I could make that would alleviate my issues. So I ended up creating a stoma powder. And what it does is you put it around the opening of the stoma, and anything that leaks out of it, it soaks up that fluid and pulls it away from the skin. And that way it can't burn you. And then it, like, gels. It has some gelling agents, so it gels up. And it will stick to just, like, a cloth that you can put, like, a gauze. Barrier cloth that you can put around it. So it pulls up leakage, keeps it away from the skin, and
and okay. that prevents burns. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience in using that kind of thing, but I know there are millions of people in this country and around the world who do have the issue. And so even though you're using basically over-the-counter type of materials, and, you know, a lot of these have been approved. They've been approved by the FDA, however they're being.
As soon
every
as you
single
have something
ingredient. That touches the skin, as soon as you make something new that touches the skin, man, you've got to deal with the FDA. So that's your barrier to entry.
Yeah, that is. You know, every single ingredient in my formula is either a food product or a cosmetic product that is used all the time across every industry, perfectly safe for the skin. But, you know, because it's a new formulation, it has to go through an FDA approval, which is very expensive because even though we know that the ingredients are safe, there's compatibility testing that has to be done, and it qualifies as something called a Class 1 medical device for the FDA, which is the lowest classification. You know, if you have something that, like, goes internally, it's a very high classification. There's a lot more, you know, clinical trials and everything. Well, this one doesn't need a clinical trial. It still needs to be approved and have some basic testing.
Right, and that can cost a lot of money, take a lot of time. And so dealing with this as kind of your barrier to entry or your hurdle to get over, being able to go ahead and license it and let a company that does this type of thing deal with it is kind of going to be your strategy.
Yes. Yeah, we initially looked into manufacturing, but it's just the cost and it's the time, too, especially because, you know, right now I have a product that needs to get out there for people just in basic sharing. I've had hundreds of people with stomas, nurses, everything, being like, oh, you know, we need this product. We're dealing with this now. And if I were to try to do it myself and to set up a manufacturing thing, just the time and the cost alone would really delay this getting onto the market.
You're right. You're right. And so, you know, we found out that there are so many different industries that have their unique barrier to entry or their unique hurdle. And sometimes it's just like, really? You don't realize that, you know, you're using all pre-approved, everything's on the marketplace, you're just combining it in a different way, and then all of a sudden, you've got that hurdle to jump over again. And so, you know, one, I'm here to help you. You help you and your dad get over that hurdle and get it out there. And so how long have you been working on this?
So I started developing this around the beginning of the pandemic. This is sort of my pandemic project. And so I spent about 6 months developing it. So for about the past year, initially when I had started, we had decided, okay, like, once I made this, we're like, you know, we need to get this into the market. I didn't actually initially make this for anyone else but me, but then I realized that there's, you know, millions of people who have this issue who also need this product. So once I started doing that, you know, I initially was looking into manufacturing and all of that. So that took me a while. I went down sort of the wrong channels for a while, and eventually then decided to get a patent. And so the patent took maybe 4 months or so just to dealing with, you know, going through the process with the attorneys. We went through the patent professor. It was great. You know, they were really good about getting the right people into to do the patent, the people who knew about biochemistry and about medical products. So once I got the patent, then the next step, that was a patent in December. So I spent a little bit of time sort of kind of on my own trying to reach out to companies and see, but it's just been really hard to get a foot in the door. And, you know, I actually even have connections. I've worked for Stanford Medicine X, and I know a lot of people throughout the medical industry, and even then it's just been very difficult trying to get your foot in the door. So it's been
it is
2 years-ish.
Yep, it is, and I hate to cut you off, but we've got to go pay some bills. So
perfect.
Thank you so much for your time, and we will get you back on the air again in the future.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Rita, how can we reach Jasmine?
Jasmine, you will need to go to my website to be able to get in touch with her, and we will have her information up before we air.
Jasmine Starr, thank you for being our guest on the Invent America Show.
Thank you.
All right, check out the Stormer Saver. She's in the process of getting it on the market. All right, we're going to have Michael Miller, right? Our next guest, right?
He is, because he knows a lot more about this.
Well, good. All right, we're going to step away. Got to pay some bills. Check out our website at hometalkusa.com. All right. We're going to step away. We'll be right back. Yeah. Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome back, everyone. That's right, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Also on the Genesis Communication Radio .com at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. The show, the Event America show, is aired 4 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Central Time every Saturday evening, and it's always available on demand 24/7, 365. Rita, we have, man, he's becoming a fixture on the show, man. We might as well sell him some space, you know, Michael Miller, right? So what
I know.
What Mike does for you again?
Michael, he's always been a go-to person for me and for my inventors to get information about a variety of industries, because he's worked in a variety of industries. And so when we were at the National Hardware Show and he came up and he would talk to me, he'd go out and kind of scout for different products, as far as, you know, helping our inventors talk to somebody about licensing. And he was the one that came back and said, you know, Alumi-Ladder, cool product, big issue, which was going to be the product liability insurance. So he's worked for Danco that owns, you know, all the plumbing space in Home Depot. So if you don't get Danco's attention, you don't get into Home Depot if you've got a plumbing product. But Mike, talk to us a little bit. Thank you for being here with us today. I always get those things turned around. But talk to us a little bit about this issue of the product liability. Now, we've had two guests on. One was Alumi-Ladder, who you know. The other one was Jasmine Sturr with StomaSaver, which is a home health care product. And her big barrier is the FDA.
Absolutely. And thank you once again for having me on. Actually, medical devices is where I have a number of my inventions over the years and work for a medical device manufacturer. So I'm very familiar with the FDA and FDA requirements. And I think whenever you go to look at any of these products, certainly I do, and all these companies that are looking at licensing products, you really have to look at two major things. One is quality, and the other one is actually the product compliance. And every product, I don't care what it is, it can be a paperclip, has some sort of regulatory issues regarding that product. And so you really need to understand what are the specific safety standards for the product. Those are generally by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And by the way, they have a great product called the Regulatory Robot that you can go in and check to see what are some of the specific regulatory things that you need to be concerned about with your product. The other one actually is substance regulations as far as what's that product made of? And those would be things like Prop 65 in California and low lead requirements for plumbing products. I mean, there's just a ton of those, and you have to be very familiar with those about your product, because that can have really huge implications on you moving forward with it, as well as a company actually licensing the product from you.
Okay, so we've got regulatory issues, we've got product liability insurance issues, and then there are issues like companies owning the majority of the shelf space.
That's absolutely right, which is why you really have to be understanding of what are those requirements for your product, and you need to be just as smart about it as those companies that have that shelf space. And especially if there's a company that is looking to gain shelf space from a current owner of that area, because they might not be as familiar with some of those requirements, and that's why you really need to be knowledgeable if you're going to license to them. So you're either going to license to the company that has that shelf space or somebody that's trying to get the shelf space, and that's really what it comes down to a lot of times.
Yeah, and it makes such a difference. The sooner an inventor knows what their hurdles are or their barriers to entry, the better their decision-making process. You know, maybe they decide, okay, I'm just not going to deal with this. Or it's like, all right, let me go this route.
Absolutely. And Rita, we've ran into a number of products that you and I talked about over the years where we've had an inventor who's maybe manufactured 10,000, 20,000 units of a particular product, thinking they had everything done, thinking they were really, really great with it, and then come to find out that actually the labels were incorrect. The barcode might have not been correct.
Well, Mike.
And so as working for a company that was actually going to license that product, that meant we could not sell that product that they already had manufactured.
Right.
We really needed to start from scratch.
We need to wrap it up. The music's playing.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely.
Mike, thank you so much. We got to run. We got to take a short break. We're up against the clock. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and again, you can get all Michael's information from your website, right, Rita?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and wrap up the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA with my co-host Rita Crumpton. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beta products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back. Wow, I tell you, Rita, you know, that was a good segment with Michael Miller, you know, making a valid point that you have to do your research. And one thing we never think about is the product liability part of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get one of the big product liability companies on who's out of Boston and helps inventors all over the country with their coverage, and we're going to ask him some very specific questions in the next few weeks.
Well, good. Well, I'll tell you what. What's going on? And again, how can we get on the program?
Well, go to the website, click on the button that says, would you like to be on the program? It's pretty straightforward. And answer the few questions that are there so that we know how to kind of put you in the right category for the right show. And, you know, pay attention. We're going to start posting then our topics so that you can say, oh, this is a good topic for me to be involved in. And you can let us know because we want to be able to interact with all of those inventors out there who either have a product in the marketplace or are trying to get teed up.
And give us your website again, Rita.
InventorLady.com.
Say it one more time.
InventorLady.com.
Well, Rita, it's always great to have you again, and it's my sidekick, and hey, we're going to have another great show next week. Don't forget, 4 o'clock Central Time on the Genesis Communication Radio Network is the Invent America segment.
Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.